it grew and had produced, and you then went after this, began to turn to ripen. You would take and pick those beans and bring them in and shell them out or hull them out. And then you could, my sister generally canned them. She could, you could can them and they'd keep for, well, just as long as you wanted to keep them. I'm not sure, but we haven't got a can or two of them now. They're great big beans. Kind of like old fashioned October beans. It was a big bean and awful fine. They were good through the winter. Better than, I guess you've eaten all kinds of dried beans.
Yeah, of course, now you know they all come in the store in cans and frozen and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't.
Very little chance to eat fresh beans.
That's what's down. Yeah, we raised that.
Did you raise fruits? Did you raise fruits as well as vegetables? Fruits? Fruit trees?
Well, you mean fruit like apples? Yes. I had apples and cherries and plums. And had 125 peach trees once. We had them on this hill over here.
I see.
I was pretty late to get the match, and I never did. I've shipped some, but I just didn't make anything on them. Finally had to have them dug up.
Yeah. I was told that there were different kinds of peaches. There was one where you broke the flesh is real tight against the...
Yeah, that's what they call a freestone. Old time peaches, there was a little freestone peach and what they call a plum peach.
What was the difference then?
The plum peach wasn't freestone. You had to cut it off the seed.
I see.
And a freestone was one you could burst open and the stone would come out.
The stone's
the seed.
Is it something inside the seed?
That seed would come up if you blind it.
What was the little thing inside the seed called? I always just call them, seeds or somebody told me that there's a seed, but then inside the seed there's something else. There's a part inside the seed. Is that right?
Well, no, not